Good morning, it's 9 o'clock. We're going to start the meeting. We have Jenny, Marie, Daniel, Kirby's excused and on a medical leave, and myself chairing. We're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is. Motion made by Marie, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the December 1st, 2021 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the United Business Committee for consideration. Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to current business, budget management and control law amendments. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. So the budget management and control law sets forth the requirements to be followed by the United Business Committee and the United Fund Units when preparing the budget to be presented to the General Tribal Council for approval and to establish a triennial strategy planning process for the nation's budget. So on November 24th, 2020, the United Business Committee adopted emergency amendments to the law in response to the COVID-19 pandemic to provide that in the event that the nation proclaims an emergency, in accordance with the emergency management law, which prevents presentation and adoption of the budget by the General Tribal Council, the United Business Committee shall adopt the nation's budget. These emergency amendments were set to expire on May 24th, 2021. On April 28th, 2021, the United Business Committee adopted a motion to direct the LOC to have emergency amendments to the budget management control law to remove much of the budget process and deadlines and leave it simply at a budget should be adopted by September 30th, 2021. And direct the LOC to continue working with finance to get the budget management and control law amended. So the budget management and control law was already on the LOC's active files list for the development of comprehensive amendments. Additional emergency amendments to the law were then sought to address the nation's non-compliance with the budget development process and deadlines contained in the law. The emergency amendments to the law removed much of the details of the budget process requirements and deadlines and instead provided that the treasurer shall develop the necessary guidelines and procedures, including specific deadlines, for the nation's budget development process to be reviewed and approved by the business committee. So those emergency amendments to the law became effective on May 12, 2021 through the adoption of Resolution BC-512-21C. Those emergency amendments were set to expire on November 12, 2021. The United Business Committee then extended these emergency amendments for an additional 6-month period through the adoption of Resolution BC-1110-21B. These emergency amendments will now expire on May 12, 2022. So while the emergency amendments were being processed, the Legislative Operating Committee was also working on the development of comprehensive amendments to be adopted on a permanent basis. So the LOC has held 18 work meetings to develop comprehensive amendments to the Budget Management Control Law. During the development of the amendments to this law, the LOC collaborated with the nation's treasurer, chief financial officer, assistant chief financial officer, budget analyst, and strategic planner. So on November 3rd, the LOC approved the initial draft of the proposed amendments to this law. Overall, the proposed amendments to the Budget Management and Control Law will revise the name of the law from the Budget Management and Control Law to the Budget and Finances Law, expand the purpose and policy of the law to address other financial policies and procedures for the nation beyond just the budget process, eliminate the strategic planning provisions from this law, instead providing simply that the Oneida Business Committee shall develop and adopt a strategic plan, broad goals or priorities for the nation that the budget shall reflect, clarify the authority and responsibilities of those individuals who play a part in the nation's budget process, simplify the budget process and procedure contained in the law in an effort to improve the nation's compliance with the law and provide more flexibility to adjust the budget development and adoption procedure to meet the nation's current circumstances, and include new provisions which address unbudgeted expenditures, obligated future expenditures, capital contributions, grants, debt, employment and labor allocations, and unbudgeted positions. So after the November 3rd work meeting was held, LOC meeting was held, additional work meetings were held, and the LOC decided to make some revisions to the law. So on page 8 of your packet, you'll find a redline draft which demonstrates all the changes that are being proposed to the law since the draft was first approved at the November 3rd LOC meeting. So the changes since the last LOC meeting include the following. So starting on page 12 of the packet, line 184, in section 121.5-4A, the required date for the adoption of the budget schedule and guidelines resolution was removed from the law. And then instead, on line 192, a new subsection 3 was added, which states that the Oneida Business Committee shall set a deadline through the adoption of a resolution for when the treasurer shall submit their budget guidelines to the business committee for review and approval. So the date was changed from being included in the law to being set by resolution to provide more flexibility. Then on line 191 in section 121.5-4A2, the reference to the CFO being the one responsible to provide for permission to the finance administration to submit a budget on behalf of a fund unit was changed to the business committee. On line 200 in section 121.5-4B1, a provision was added regarding the notification of budget increases, which states that the treasurer shall identify in the budget guidelines a percentage of an increase in a fund unit's budget from the prior year budget that is required to be noticed to the business committee. Then on page 13 of your packet, line 223, in section 121.5-4E2, in the emergency budget adoption provision, clarification was added that a proclamation of an emergency is required to last for at least 1 month before the business committee is allowed to adopt the nation's budget. On page 14, line 257, in section 121.6-4A, the approval of unbudgeted expenditures, it was amended to provide that the business committee shall approve any unbudgeted expenditure prior to the expenditure being made by a fund unit. Then on line 260 in section 121.6-4B, this now addresses the notification of unbudgeted expenditures and provides that the Oneida Business Committee shall set through resolution a threshold amount for unbudgeted expenditures that require notification by the Business Committee to the General Tribal Council at the next available General Tribal Council meeting. So this threshold is currently set at $250,000 by resolution BC-1088A. Then on line 264 in section 121.6-4C, regarding unbudgeted supplemental funding, a threshold of $250,000 was added for when it is required that the business committee develop and adopt through resolution a spending plan to guide expenditures of the supplemental funding in accordance with any provided guidance for the supplemental funding in audit compliance. On page 17, line 397 in section 121.9-3A, the exception for unbudgeted positions was revised, so now the business committee may authorize an unbudgeted position for a fund unit. Previously in the draft, it was only allowed for a revenue-generating fund unit undergoing an economic development initiative. Then on line 431 in section 121.10-4B, this section was revised to state that the treasurer, in consultation with the CFO, shall establish and the Oneida Business Committee shall approve through the adoption of a resolution the percentage of the annual budget that shall be set aside in the permanent executive contingency fund account until the established level has been achieved. So previously the percentage amount was going to be included in the law. So that's a summary of the big changes to the draft that have been proposed since the last LOC meeting. So next in the packet, you'll see the public comment packet, which is comprised of the public comment period notice, the legislative analysis, and the draft. So we are moving forward on to the next step of the legislative process, which is where we collect public input on the proposed draft. So typically, the Legislative Procedures Act requires that the LOC hold a public meeting where people can come in person and provide comments on proposed legislation or ask questions, and then hold open a public comment period for an additional 5 business days where an individual may submit written comments or questions on the proposed legislation. So now, because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the nation's public health state of emergency, we are unable to safely hold an in-person public meeting at this time. So Oneida Business Committee Resolution BC-12821B, updating public gathering guidelines during the public health state of emergency, COVID-19, prohibits indoor public gatherings when the COVID-19 case activity rates, percent positive rates, and their transmission rates within Brown or Outagamie counties exceed low, as identified by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. So the nation's COVID-19 corp decision-making team addressed the issue of not being able to safely hold a public meeting through its March 27, 2020 declaration entitled Suspension of Public Meetings Under the Legislative Procedures Act. So this declaration suspended the Legislative Procedures Act requirement to hold a public meeting during the public comment period but still allows members of the community to participate in the legislative process by submitting written comments, questions, data, or input on proposed legislation to the LOC via email during the public comment period. So although an in-person public meeting will not be held on the Budget Management Control Law amendments, a public comment period will still be held open until Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022, in accordance with the LPA as it was modified by the suspension of public meetings under the Legislative Procedures Act declaration. So now on page 20, you'll find the public comment period packet. So the first document in this packet is the public comment period notice for the Budget Management and Control Law amendments. So this notice will be published in the January 12th, 2022 Gully Wee Sox edition, and the whole public comment period packet will be placed online on the Oneida Register and electronically provided to all managers, directors, and supervisors of the nation. So the public comment period will be held open until Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. Written comments can be submitted to the nation's secretary's office or the legislative reference office. So the next document in the public meeting packet, starting on page 21, is the legislative analysis. So the legislative analysis is a plain language analysis describing the important features of the legislation being considered and factual information to enable the LOC to make informed decisions regarding the legislation. So the legislative analysis provides background on the legislative development, consultation and outreach efforts, such as who participated in the development of these amendments and what laws were reviewed in the drafting of the analysis, information on how the legislative process is being followed, work meetings that have been held, the COVID-19 pandemic's effect on the legislative process, a summary of the contents of the legislation, the proposed amendments relationship to related legislation of the nation, information on enforcement and accountability, and other considerations such as the many approvals through the adoption of a resolution that will be required by this law. So the legislative analysis is followed by the red line draft of the proposed amendments to the law on page 40 of your packet, which demonstrates all the proposed amendments since the last permanent draft was adopted through resolution BC 2817C, a clean draft, which demonstrates what the proposed amendments to the law would look like if adopted as is also included in the packet on page 58. So today, we're asking the LOC to consider adopting a motion to approve the updated draft, legislative analysis, and public comment period notice, and forward the Budget Management and Control Law amendments to a public comment period to be held open until February 2nd, 2022.
Okay, motion been made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? Clarissa, can you talk a little bit about the timelines that were taken out of the law? just because of the fact that Secretary Liggins has pointed out to us that we haven't been able to follow the law because of COVID-19?
Yeah, that was the reason for some of the emergency amendments that came through. The last permanent version of the law that was adopted was very detailed in regard to the budget process and procedure and timelines. It included various deadlines for every step of the process that was very difficult for the business committee to comply with even before the COVID-19 pandemic. So one of the big changes is taking out all those deadlines and instead maintaining that a budget just has to be adopted by September 30th and then leaving it up to the treasurer to come up with a new timeline each year that can be specific to the nation's circumstances during that time. And those details that go through the old process and how it's been modified and why we're changing it is included in the legislative analysis. A little more detail on that.
Thank you. Any other questions or concerns, comments? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. That concludes our agenda for today, so we can look for a motion to adjourn at 9:14.
So move.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Jenny. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you, everyone.